Sitting on the go train, enjoying the quiet this morning. This is a perfect time to let your inner poet surface. We're looking for poems in one way or another. Tell us about something, about your own experience of silence. You can email metromorning@cbc.ca, or you can also call our Vox box, the number 416-205-5807. Don't call, though, until you get off the go train. In the meantime, we have a poem from Anna Yin to get you started. Anna was born in China. She is Ontario's representative at the League of Canadian Poets and is an occasional go passenger herself from her home in Mississauga. Here is the CBC's Mary Weens reading Anna's poem.
Life Jars. When I was a child, I was told that silence is like light, having colors and faces. Walking through the country in the dark, I used to fill a glass jar with fireflies. It became my blue starry compass. When I inhaled its silence, I could hear quiet voices from living creatures, each making the music of its own life. Now grown up, every day a busy journey in the city, I thought our life jars must be full of mundane trifles and noises. Yet wandering into ravines in this urban landscape, I can find the silence, silence and silence, where it opens a door like sun rays breaking through. Riding along the lake shore, I see the sunset's quiet reflection on the lake, the CN Tower topping its splendor. Like other commuters, I inhale the silence.
That was Life Jars by Anna Yin. Her most recent collection of poems is Inhaling the Silence, published this year by Mosaic Press. Starting this morning, the upper coach of every GO train is a quiet zone during rush hour. We hope you're inspired by Anna Yim's poem and by the quiet of your own GO train to share your own poem about silence. Again, email us at metromorning@cbc.ca or call our Vox box at 416-205-5807. And maybe we can all take some inspiration on the TTC and be a little quieter too. Nice to have the time to read. In the news, the intersection of Broadview and Girard remains closed due to that four-alarm fire on the weekend. That's next.